First, on this edition of Ozarks at Large, Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor spent about 40 minutes yesterday in Rogers at the Arkansas World Trade Center outlining his plan to create jobs. That outline includes opening new markets for trade, including lifting some regulations on trade with Cuba. The six-point plan also calls for a reduction in federal red tape by reexamining regulatory practices. Legislation Senator Pryor sponsored with Indiana Republican Rob Portman would do just that. Tuesday, Senator Pryor stressed, however, such legislation is not a dismantling of government regulatory agencies.
This is not, let me tell you what it's not, this is not going after the EPA and saying we're going to defund the EPA on this, or going after the USDA and saying we're going to reverse this decision. That's not what this is. This actually is to try to, over time, change the way we regulate.
One such change in regulation would be the addition of a cost-benefit analysis. Senator Pryor says many federal agencies do not have to consider cost when regulating. In fact, some statutes exist that prohibit considering cost. In the senator's opinion, such an approach does not allow companies to plan for the future with confidence.
I think we also should invite the stakeholders in earlier in the process. That's one problem, is a lot of times the regulation is already kind of somewhere down the tracks, and finally the industry or the, you know, whoever it is, they figure out what's going on and they're kind of scrambling around trying to fix it or trying to adjust it, and the end product is not very good. And then at the end of the process, what I'd like to see is for the regulators to come out with the least burdensome way to do this.
The senator's plan also calls for a reduction in the federal deficit. It includes legislation that seeks to cut spending at nuts and bolts levels, think the small billions, with what Senator Pryor calls common sense measures. An example, the federal government owns 900,000 buildings, he says. And a recent Government Accountability Office report says trimming that number by 10% could save billions annually in maintenance. More spending reductions are included in legislation called the Government Excess Prevention Act.
Just look at the travel dollars in the federal budget. Back in 2001, the federal government spent $9 billion in travel. In 2006, it was $14 billion. You know, that is just escalating rapidly. There's no real reason for that, because if you think about with telecommuting and all these other options today, you should be traveling less. But the government is traveling more, so I think that we can cut that number sizably.
And add Senator Pryor's voice to the chorus advocating for a simplified tax code with the elimination of loopholes. Of course, a simplified tax code has been a popular rallying cry for partisans on both sides of the aisles for some time. Is it realistic to think in a caustic political environment that such an accomplishment can actually happen? Senator Pryor says any real movement on tax code reform would likely wait until the so-called super committee in Washington takes action.
And that's the 12-member committee, both House members and senators, who are looking at the spending and the tax code. And until they come out with where they are and their set of recommendations, if they're able to produce any, it's a little hard to know about taxes. I think, honestly, it'll be hard to do real tax reform in a presidential election year. And I think we'd be honest about that. But I don't think it's ever too early to start. And I wish we would start now. I know that Chairman Baucus of the Senate Finance Committee has talked about this, about trying to get underway, but he's one of the super committee members. So my guess is we'll have to wait till after the super committee comes out to know.
All of that, reduction of the deficit, tax code overhaul, regulation reform, all of that was included in just the first of the 6 points of the plan. The other 83% of the proposal includes a wide range of items, advancing nanotechnology research, developing a national energy policy, investing in infrastructure, and leveling the agricultural marketplace when it comes to China.
When we're trying to make products here and sell them in China, they're 20% higher over there because of the way their currency is, and vice versa, when they make them there and sell them here, they're 20% cheaper here. And that's a lose-lose for us. And some people in Washington are a little nervous about this. I'm not, because, you know, they're saying, well, we may start a trade war with China. Guys, I hate to tell you, they started a trade war with us. Okay, we're in a trade war with China right now, and we're not taking care of our business. We need to stand up and stand strong, and fix the, encourage them to fix the currency situation. And what this bill did in the Senate is it would allow our government, in fact, would require our government to see the Chinese currency manipulation as an unfair trade practice. That's exactly what it is. We're calling it exactly the way it is, and that's what we need to do.
Many of the proposals included in the plan will require months or longer of legislative scrutiny and debate. Following the formal presentation, the senator was asked about the development of new jobs now.
Well, we're going to try to get most of this passed as quickly as possible. A little bit of it is already on the books, not too much, but we're going to try to get it as passed as quickly as possible. You're right, people need jobs now. I think that we're almost at the point right now in our economy where when you talk about business people, or you listen to you watch CNBC, or you read the business publications, there's so much focus on uncertainty and almost a lack of confidence. I think that if Washington would send the signal to the U.S. economy, to the business community, that we can work together and we can solve these problems together.
And for that signal to actually happen and resonate, he says there has to be bipartisan efforts to create effective legislation. Those efforts, he admits, have been far too few for far too long.
Ultimately, what the Congress is there to do is to build national consensus. Even the Founding Fathers knew that back then they had a split between the North and the South. They had a split between the coastal regions and the West. I mean, they knew it right then. And so what our Congress is designed to do is to build consensus. Right now, because of party pressures and other things, we're not doing a very good job at all of building consensus. So if we can either send more people to Washington to build consensus or insist that the ones we have there now will build consensus and work together, I think a lot of this goes away.
Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor at the Arkansas World Trade Center in Rogers yesterday offering details of his 6-point plan to right the economy. You can hear the entire presentation online at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.